ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Curtis Patterson, welcome to you and congrats on another ton. 122 at the Gabba on, what day was that? Wednesday, after you had to watch the rain on Tuesday. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, thank you, mate. It was nice to, I guess, get that first score of the year in the Shield comp. And, yeah, I guess, you know, ended up being a bit of a funny game with the rain off on the first day, but some good things to come out of it.
Well, sometimes we get to these at the end of the interview, but you've been around for so long, Curtis. I'm just wondering now, when you go out to bat, just your philosophy of cricket, you've seen the highs and lows of the game. So, Curtis Patterson, 2025, when it comes to the highs and lows of the game, what can you tell us about what you've learnt and the way you go about it now?
That's a good question. I think with that experience, you know, you learn just the ebbs and flows of a game and the ebbs and flows of a cricket season, and just probably not buying in too much on the positive or the negative side, to be honest. You know, I find one of my biggest improvements that I've probably made over the last 18 months is that I've got a process now, and I've got a reliable kind of way that I want to bat and how I want to prepare and little things like that. So it's nice to be able to just follow something simple like that and just walk out there and watch the ball and react. And as I mentioned before, then not take too much into consideration the week-by-week results.
You famously broke records when you were a youngster and scored 100 in Shield cricket, and everyone's talking about your younger teammate in Sammy Constis. So I'm just wondering what kind of relationship you have with him, Curtis, if any. Do you chat to him about batting and cricket?
Yeah, of course. Sam's a pleasure to have in our team. He's arguably the biggest personality already at 20 years old, but I think I remember actually Usman after the Sydney Test last year. I think he put it quite well when he said that he's never met someone with so much confidence bordering on arrogance, but at the same time so endearing. And that's pretty much the perfect summation of Sam. But yeah, look, he's in a, you know, I do feel for Sam in a lot of ways. Nobody in our change rooms, I think there's very few people around the country that have been through, I guess, have been on the journey that he's on, particularly starting that Boxing Day innings and just reaching the mountaintop, I guess, straight away, and then having to navigate from there. But he'll figure it out. He's too good a player. He's got so much natural talent there that I think sometimes the amount of options he's got in his game compared to most 20-year-olds probably can be a detriment at times. So he'll get there, he'll figure it out. Hopefully he plays for Australia this summer. If it doesn't happen this summer, I've got no doubt he'll play a lot of international cricket over his long career.
You're hearing from Curtis Patterson on Summer Grandstand. Now, it wasn't quite Boxing Day Test and in the limelight of an international series against India, but I'm trying to remember, KP, how old were you when you scored that ton for New South Wales when you burst on the scene?
18, I was. 18, nearly, yeah. 19.
Yeah, so, you're 32 now. It's not quite like for like, but I'm just wondering of what you could tell yourself back then. When obviously your name was, you know, you do it at that age, it's big news, but you do it for New South Wales, and we know how hard it is to get into that team. It was huge at the start of your career.
Yeah, it really was. I think that inning certainly changed my life for the better in a few different ways. But I think, you know, sometimes that's the beauty, and I think that's probably what Sam experienced last year, is that when you generally get picked for the next level up, you're not getting picked because you're not in form and you're not playing well. Generally you're picked because you're coming off some big runs. I was coming off some really solid grade numbers in the month leading into that and felt right at the top of my game. So and I think much like Sam last year, he was picked off the back of scoring 100 in the Prime Minister's game, I think it was, and was able to go out there with that kind of like who cares attitude isn't the right word, but it kind of feels like that when you're playing that style. You know, when you're new into a team, young, the expectations aren't as high as they might be from some of the senior players, so you're able to just go out there and play with freedom and kind of play some of your best cricket. So that was a long time ago. There's a lot's changed in my life since then, but it was a very special day.
Have you made plans for for where you want to, your cricket to go? I mean, 32, you've sort of been in and out of the team, but you're back playing some really purple patch cricket. So what are you thinking about?
I think there's probably a few different things. You know, I certainly want to be playing cricket for Australia again. You know, I kind of made that decision when I was probably at a bit of a crossroads a couple of years ago and things weren't going the way they were. And I think I probably had a choice whether to go one way or go the other. And after some thinking, some strong thinking time in that period, that's certainly one thing that I came to, was that I do want to play for Australia again. That desire is certainly there, but I think that's always it's always in the background, and I think it has to be if you're a domestic cricketer. Otherwise, you're kind of just taking up the spot of someone who does have that desire to play for Australia. But equally, at the same time, Quinton, I'm very content with the game now, and I guess what the game provides me. It's a hell of a challenge, but I get immense satisfaction out of that problem-solving experience you have as a cricketer and as a batter, and the mental torture we sometimes put ourselves through, and having dismissals here or there and having to sit down and stew on it for a day, and all those challenges that the game brings. And I think on top of everything, I really enjoy trying to win games for New South Wales at the moment, or St George when I go back to my club side, or if Australia does happen, then trying to win games for Australia. So it's pretty simple, but I'm just really enjoying the game and everything, all the challenges and the satisfaction it can bring.
Really insightful stuff, Curtis, and great that sort of look at Sam Constis. It's not, as I said, like for like, but you know what it's like being a young man with a lot of focus and attention on you. Curtis Patterson off 122 in the first innings of a rain-marred game between the Blues and the Bulls at the Gabba during the week. Curtis, is it frustrating, awesome, or all in between? Steve Smith turns up from New York, hits him out of the middle and scores 100. He's all right.
Yeah. I mean, he plays the game on a different level to the rest of us. But it is an absolute treat. I mean, whenever we have any of those Australian boys back in our Blues setup, it's just a bonus for us. And I will say again, I actually, by his own admission, Steve was probably a little bit scratchy for his first 20 or 30 balls. And, I think that's just his... That's his strength right there. He just kind of took him 30 balls to figure it out. And then he was just away. I think he clipped one through mid-wicket to get off the mark. And there was no looking back from that point on. So it's great for Australian cricket. I think that he was able to kind of have that day and early season hundreds, for him obviously being a level down from what he's going to be playing is still, I think, a really good thing for his own confidence. And, then I guess in turn for Australian cricket's confidence. So, no, it was great. It was great fun. I think we put on over 200, so got the best seat in the house, and long may it continue this summer.
Curtis, thanks for catching up, and good luck. SCG next against the Vics with Boland back, along with Perry and O'Neill. So there's some good talent in Sutherland as well. You'll face a good attack there, so I hope your vein of form can continue personally.
Thanks, Quinton. Appreciate it, mate.